Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Selfless Love Talk with your coach, Chanel Budd, and special guest, Lauren Rises. I am excited this morning. We have the opportunity of having Lauren Rasser here, who is an amazing woman, phenomenal entrepreneur and author. Lauren, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
You are very, very welcome. Yeah. I'm excited to have you on. Today is just an amazing time to have you as well because of where we are in, you know, the world. And so
right.
It's like it's really powerful. I know you're going to have some powerful things to say. So, again, we just welcome you. And if you don't mind telling us a little bit about yourself, your background, just a little.
Yeah. Okay. So I am originally from Dallas, Texas. That's where I was raised, and that's where I currently live. Went to high school and went to college here at UNT. Most of my professional work and my degree is in finance. So I'm a financial analyst / accountant. That's what that's what I do. That's what I'm trained in. But I've started many businesses. I've helped my husband start his business. And, so we have a lot of the entrepreneurial stuff going on. We have four kids. So my youngest is three. And my oldest is 10. So it's always a lot of commotion going on at the house, to say the least. What I recently did, or actually what I've been working on this whole year for the most part, and it doesn't even seem like it because it happened. I mean, I feel like this year's going by so fast. I've worked and put out a book, or it will be out in September. The book is called Sincerely America, Hope, and put that book out in response to all the things going on, specifically the racial injustice that's going on. And so I am super excited. That is what I'm focused on right now. That is, it's everything to me right now. And I felt like I needed to put it out because I had to act. Like, I think that when you sit down and you sit in front of the TV, it's like, I feel like there needs to be a action. Like, you have to do something. And I was tired of watching, you know, like being a spectator. So that's what I've been focused on this year.
I love it. So as far as having a voice, right,
mm-hmm.
We see everything that's going on, and being able to speak out and not hold it in is powerful, and that's what we all, you know, need to start honing in on. How can we make a difference? Our voice does matter, and, you know, by you creating a book around that is just awesome.
Yeah. So let me tell you – I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, because I'm an author also, and so, you
mm-hmm.
know, being able to put it in, you know, to get it out to everybody around the world, no matter who you are, you know, it's just amazing.
Yeah, definitely. I put it in the book, I feel like as far as being a part in what you do, I feel like you can – like, you have to be active, and that doesn't necessarily mean that you have to be out protesting, but I feel like to actively listen, because I feel like people hear a lot of things, but they don't really take the time to listen and understand. And I feel like that is extremely important, because you have a lot of people. I feel like there are two sides. As far as the racial injustice, the police brutality part, you have two sides. Well, no, you probably have more than that. But I feel like the main two sides that a lot of people see are the people who are for it and the people who just don't care. I wouldn't even say the people who are who don't see it, because how can you not see it? You know, it's obviously there, like there's something there, right? But there are people who just don't care. Like I see it, but it doesn't involve me, so I don't, you know, it's just not my thing. It's not, you know, I'm not going to necessarily support it. You know, I'm not going to say that you're lying, but I just don't, you know, I'm going to just stay out of it. So when you have those two people, I feel like you have to, like, as far as, like, speaking on their part, like, you have to listen. Like, listen to what's going on, because it affects everybody. And then you have to understand where, you know, like, where the other side is coming from. And I feel like those are the first two steps to really making a difference, because if you're not willing to listen, if you're not willing to understand, then I feel like everything's in vain.
I agree with that. The thing that bothers me is the fact that there's a lot of, you know, ethnic groups out here, like you said, and nobody really is speaking up. They're just, like, I guess, avoiding it, because they're so used to just life as it is, you know, right? And it doesn't affect them as much. So, I mean, it like, I'm angry, but utilizing platforms to be able to have the conversation is what, you know, we are doing right now. And I think that we all need to start doing more of that. Because that's why we have these platforms. We all need to come together and start doing more of that. And not only that, finding other ways of, you know, what can we do? What can we do?
Right.
For our community, what can we do in the inner, you know, in the inner part of our community to make a difference as well? Because there's a lot of people who don't, you know, they don't have access. Not even to our platform per se, because a lot of them are our younger generations. And so what do we do to help them to see that we are here, we do see, and we understand, right? So that's something else that I've been thinking about, and trying to get with other people who feel the same way, so that maybe we can come up with something. Because it takes a village. It takes a village. So, how can everyone get a hold of you? Like, if they want your you know, if they want to contact you related to the injustice and inequality that you're touching.
Yeah, so I am, I mean, speaking of platforms and all that, I am in the process of starting it's not a group, but just a page on Facebook, and it's called Sincerely America Talks. So it's named after the book, but, you know, it's putting a voice to it. And on there, my goal with that is to have people from all walks of life, you know, all different backgrounds, and have a productive conversation. Because that's one of the things I mentioned in the book. Like, these are things that we need to do. We need to have productive conversations, not conversations where we yell and scream and, you know, try to get our point across without ever really listening to the other side. Like, I want those people who have different beliefs and different understandings, and I feel like we need to come together and talk about it and try to understand the other person's side. And so Sincerely America Talks is the name of that page that I have on Facebook, and that's how you can reach me. Sincerely America Talks on Facebook. Also, Sincerely America, Lauren Reiser at sincerelyamericatalks.com. That is my email address. And there will be a website for it soon. I am getting that worked out right now. But yeah, that's probably the easiest way to reach me.
Perfect. I thank you so much for being on today. I am looking to see if we have anyone who would like to speak or ask any questions. And so far, I don't see anyone who has a particular question.
Okay.
And so, I thank you again for coming on. I really appreciate you. You know, for our listening audience, please share this. You can also share it, catch the replay at Selfless Love Talk with Coach Chanel Budd. This is our special guest, Lauren Rasser, who is an amazing entrepreneur, author, mother, wife. And so I thank you again for being a part of the Selfless Love Talk Show this morning. Please, one more time, if you can give them the email address, if they would like to purchase a copy of your book, please restate the email address for me, please.
Yeah, so it's going to be LaurenRiser@SincerelyAmericaTalks.com. And I wanted to say this book, Sincerely America Talks, A Message of Hope, it will be out September 2020, probably mid-September, and it will be available on Amazon. So you can just go pick it up on Amazon. I do have an ebook for it, too, but you can also purchase.
Perfect. And are you going to be doing a pre-order launch?
I am, yes. Yes, I am.
Okay.
And I will have that posted on the Facebook site, the Sincerely America Talks. It will be up there for pre-order.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much. We are going to close out in prayer this morning. So, Heavenly Father, I thank you for having this platform, Lord. I thank you for the author, the woman, the phenomenal entrepreneur, Lauren Rasser, Lord, who has a voice, Lord. So I ask that those who are supposed to be on her platform, that you send them her way. This is needed in the world that we're in, Lord, and we're just being vessels. We're being vessels for the kingdom and to help the world, Lord. I ask for traveling mercies and grace and protections over us all, our guests and our listeners, Father God. And I pray that you give us all that we need to be able to do the work that you're asking and calling us to do. Give us guidance, wisdom, strength, knowledge, discernment, financial abundance, Father God, and bless us in a mighty way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Amen. So have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. It's a long weekend. So I'm just excited for what you're doing. I say, you know, kudos to you. Keep it up. And if you ever want to come back on, you are welcome to do so.
Awesome. Thank you.
You're so welcome. Yeah. So we're just amazed. You're going to have a lot of people who are going to be inboxing you. Emailing you and signing up for this group, because I think it's going to be phenomenal, especially on Facebook, to have this. So again, the Facebook page is Sincerely America Talks, and it's going to be an open dialogue for everyone, no matter who you are, so that we can have the conversation. So again, thank you. I appreciate you being on. I will definitely be joining the Facebook group. And again, just have a blessed day.
All right, you too.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.